Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Ayin Aleph, Nida 71. And today's Daf Yomi, we continue our discussion first on the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis on 70B, and then we go to the top of Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph of 71A. And our Gemara had mentioned back on 69B, we had mentioned that the men of Alexandria had asked 12 questions from Rabbi Yehoshua. And three of those questions had to do with wisdom, three had to do with Agadah, three had to do with Divrei Burot, and then three had to do with Derech Eretz, with the manner in which a person acts. And so now we'll deal with the questions, the three that have to do with Derech Eretz. So the Gemara asked, the men of Alexandria asked the question, Ma yaseh adam v'yechkam? What should a person do in order to be wise? And this, what does this mean, what should a person do in order to be wise? So the Marsha reminds us that we already learned on 16b that there's an angel that's in charge of conception, and as the baby is being formed, the angel says about a seed, what will be about the seed? Will this seed turn into a wise or fool, a poor man or a rich man? And so therefore, the question is becoming, if a person was designated with a fate, they're going to become foolish, what can a person do in order to become wise? What can a person do in order to be wise? So about this, Rabbi Yeshua responded, Amrohen yarbe b'yeshiva. The person has to spend a lot of time in yeshiva, meaning studying Torah. He has to sit down and study. And therefore, because he's engaging in his Torah studies, he's going to become wiser. V'yimat b'schora, and let him do less time in business. And so therefore, that's the answer that he gave. So the men of Alexandria said, well, Amru, harbe asu came v'loho yolahem. Many people tried this and they didn't end up wise. They spent a lot of time studying Torah and they didn't end up wise. So he said to them, what should they do? So Rabbi Yeshua responded, El yevakshu rachamim mimi she'achach mashalo. Okay, you know what he said? They should just ask for wisdom from the one who is the proprietor of wisdom, that's God. And so instead of, that's the answer. As it states in Proverbs 2:6, Ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv da'as u'tvuna. God will give wisdom from his mouth, knowledge and understanding. Meaning to say that wisdom comes from God, and the person, just by studying by themselves, it's not sufficient. And so really they need to do both. So the idea is we need to be seeking out wisdom. So, and the Gemara proves this from a brisa. It says, Tani Rabbi Chia, Masha l'melech basar v'dam. That, what does it mean that God gives out wisdom? It's like a king of flesh and blood. Sha'asa suda l'avadav, who made a meal for his servants. Mishager l'o'avav, mima shalafanav. And he sends to the people he loves the most from that which was in front of him to eat. Meaning to say, he sent the best things to his friends. And so too from God, God will give the best things to those who are his most beloved. And so therefore we should ask God for the best. So if we want wisdom, we should ask God for the wisdom. So the Gemara asked the question, my kamashmon, what did he, if that's the case, why did he tell them to sit and study? He should have just told them straight from the beginning, go ask God. So he's teaching us, as Gemara, da hablo halo sagya, that you can't have one without the other. Meaning to say, in order to acquire wisdom, you need studying, and you also need to request it from God, because we are required to have both in order to attain wisdom. So then the Gemara asks the next question, ma yaseh adam v'yis asher? What should a person do in order to become wealthy? So here, the men of Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua, what should we do to be wealthy? And Rabbi Yeshua responded, Yarbe b'schora v'yisem v'yitem b'emuna. Well, engage in business and engage in it faithfully. So they responded, well, guess what? Harbe Yasu came lo oil. A lot of people do business and they don't make money, and they do it faithfully and they don't make money. So again, Rabbi Yeshua responded, Yivake shirachamim mimisha osher shalo. They should request for mercy from the one who's in charge of all wealth, and that's God, as it states, Huya kesef v'huya zav. The silver belongs to me and the gold belongs to me. So says God. So that's the case. We should request the silver and gold from God. So if that's the case, why do we ask? Why did he say at the beginning you should engage in business? My kamashmon is teaching us the habro halo sagi, that one without the other is not sufficient. Then the third question that the men of Alexandria asked is, Ma yaseh adam v'yelo banam zacharam? What should a person do in order to achieve male sons? So Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Shua responded, Yisa Isha Haugenes Lo, he should marry a woman who is appropriate for him. And this person will know how to raise the Torah, the children with Torah and good deeds. And so therefore, that's what this person should do. So if that's the case, V'kadesh Atzmo, and he should engage with B'shas Tashmish. When he engages in marital relations, he should do it with modesty. So they said, well, a lot of people do that. It doesn't help. Amru harbe asuv wo iwu. So rather, what should he do? Yivakesh rachamim misha banam shalo. So what should he do? He should engage, ask for mercy from the one who is in charge of children, which is God. As it states, hine nachos Hashem banim sechar priyabaden. The inheritance of God is children, the reward for the fruit of the womb. Meaning to say, it's not enough to just work hard. You have to also request from God. So what's this teaching us? That we need to do both things. And we see from here a fundamental point that they're saying, in order to achieve the success in the areas that we want in life, you need to work hard, but you also need to ask for Hashem for help. And you need to do both. You need to do our own ishtadlus, and our own efforts, but we also need to recognize that we're ultimately living at the mercy of Hashem. And so therefore, that needs to be part of every effort that we take.